Okay, John, cricket weather, end of the season, final game, job done. You must be happy to end with a win as
well. No, I'm just a bit to finish with a win. Yeah, it's important, especially being at home in the last game of the season. So it's a nice way to finish. And I've just said in there to the players, it's the players who... It's not been a good season, let's not get carried away, but since I've come in, the players have been spot on. Their aim was to make sure we stay in the division. They responded to me coming in and they've performed and we've done really well. And I said before, I always felt even after Oxford we were safe. 54 points was safe. So no, we've done well, and I'd like to thank everyone who's made me feel very welcome a short time I'm here. It's not just about the manager, it's people in and around wanting to do the job properly, and we've all stuck together and got over the line.
And today's game, I thought you certainly... I mean, it was a little bit of an end-of-season feel to it, but performance wasn't. I thought you were on the front foot from the outset, weren't you?
If I've any little doubt in it, it's probably after Oxford. I felt a couple of players probably felt we were safe Our performances weren't up to what I wanted them to be. So, but I think today was. I thought, with it being... Obviously, Walsall, Dean's done well to keep Walsall in the league, and full credit to him and the team, good luck to him. And so... It was a nothing game, but it's never a nothing game in my eyes anyway. I always like winning, and I want the team to be professional. I thought we went about the game very well.
And the two goals created really by young players with a lot of talent, a lot of ability. Carl Dempsey for the second with a driving run, obviously a tap-in for Paddy. And the first goal, I think he meant it, didn't he, from Ashley Hunter? What was your
view? I'm sure he did mean it, because he scored three of them, hadn't he, since I've been here anyway. But he can, for the size of him, he doesn't half whip a ball and he's done it three times. I said to him, was it a crossing? He said, no way. No, I think he's meant it. It's a great goal. It's a good little passage of play from a corner, and we made it look simple. And obviously Ashley made it look simple with the finishing. Second goal, Carl's done brilliant, and Paddy's just in where he's over his career in the box for a little tapping.
How much potential is there here from what you're leaving now to maybe build for the new manager to build on next year?
Yeah, and I've just said that in the dressing room. I said you shouldn't be, for what's in the dressing room and, you know, what's in the squad, they shouldn't be fighting and trying, you know, avoiding relegation. So, no, they know they need to do a lot better. They shouldn't be down there near the wrong end of the table. I think the new manager's got a good squad of players to come in and work with, and I'll be looking at them, and I'm hoping, and I'm sure they'll do very well next season.
One or two players just signing off as well. You know, the likes of Coyle, they've done a decent job, haven't they? Hewler
especially. Yeah, and he's probably, if I'm going to pick a best player while I've been here, I'll pick him.
Coyle?
Just for the way he plays and he goes about his job and the way he works. And he's only a young lad. I think a lot of players could look at him and think, I need to be like him. Because if they are, they've got a good chance of having a good career.
What happens with you next then? You've certainly there'll be teams probably seeing what you've done again, and you just reminded everybody what a capable manager you are. Are you expecting to get some work soon?
That's not for me to say. Listen, I want to get into management. I want to stay in management. So if someone feels as though I can do a job for them, hopefully I can do it. And I don't feel I've done myself any harm, but there's a lot of good managers out there, and better managers than me even. So no, it's a very tough job, and you're very fortunate if you get the opportunity to manage. You got to take it with both hands, so I'm looking for work, and hopefully something will come along.
And a final message for the Fleetwood fans, John, as they make their way off on holiday, and there's a World Cup to come, of course, and then they'll be back slightly different, new era perhaps in August with the new manager.
No, listen, they got right behind, since I've been here anyway, they've been right behind the team, 100%, so I'm pleased for them, obviously pleased for everyone involved with the club, that we stayed up, and hopefully better things are around the corner for next season.